and he has a lot of cattle, and he has a lot of trouble with cattle getting out. Our dog's a cattle dog, and he used this dog a lot. So for that reason, he's down there a lot behind.
You mean he'll herd the cattle and everything?
Oh, yeah.
Did you train him?
No, sir. I didn't have to.
You mean he just did it by
him? It was just in him, I reckon. It's bred in him.
Well,
now this man down here, maybe he helped the train, but I never did.
You mean if they get out, he'll rob them back in?
My cow, I used to milk a cow. I've got my pastures in four compartments. Mm-hmm. I had a small place that kept our milk cow that we milked in. This dog on the world, I'd have to get that cow from the back of this pasture. Open the gate, and Tim's his name. Mm-hmm. And just say, go get her, Tim. Just like that, you wouldn't have to say hi and they're sticking.
Wow.
You just tell him, open that gate and say, go get her, Tim. That dog would go and he'd bring that cow back.
Well, that's really, and he never had to be trained or anything?
I didn't train him.
Well, that's wonderful. That's really something.
It's in dogs, you know, you take just a regular old hound, no matter how good a trainer you had, you couldn't make a good bird dog out of him. Or take a bird dog and it won't make a trail dog.
Well, I guess this one just had it in him to begin with.
Well, that's right. Just like a bird dog bred to be a bird dog, or a rabbit dog, a trail dog.
Oh, that's a fine, useful animal to have.
Oh, our dog, we
value it.
I guess more than a wood like cat.
How old is he?
He's about
2-3 years.
Three, I guess.
Pretty good. If you knock at somebody's door and nobody answers, you say, well, I don't guess they're
at home.
Okay. And if you go downtown and see somebody that you haven't seen in a while, you might come home and tell Miss Floyd, guess who I ran? Did you say ran across or ran into?
Well, I'd say ran into.
Okay. And if a child has the same name as his father, if he's a junior or something, would you say the child is named for the father or after the father?
Well, he would naturally be named after his father. But he had used the name for the benefit of his father, and he appreciated that.
Okay. Let's see, you don't have any trouble with your dog biting anybody, do you?
No.
He's a good watchdog, I'll bet, though.
If cattle or stock or even a stray dog come around at night, he'll bark.
What do you call a horse's feet?
Hooves.
Okay, and what do you nail onto his feet, bottoms of them?
Well, we just call it shoes, horseshoes.
Okay. What do you call a male sheep?
You know,
a ram.
Okay. What about a female?
You, I believe, is what I...
What do you get from sheep?
Wool.
Okay. What about a male hog?
I always call them boars.
That's all I've ever heard them called. What about the teeth that a boar has, big long teeth, what do they call them?
Cushions.
They're kind of scary too. But you know, the scariest thing in the world, I think, to get after you is an old sow when you get in the pen or something.
Oh.
Boar, oh boy.
A large bull.
I had one of those things run me neck deep in the lake one time. I rubbed it. He got between me and the fence.